This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel, citing bias against Israel. President Biden's commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed 3 justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Found guilty of murder, Robert Durst is sentenced. Wendy King reports.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The supply chain in America is at a critical stage, resulting in goods not reaching the American households. On the campaign trail in May of 2020, Joe Biden.
We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. One of the reasons why we're not getting material and food to people's tables is because there's no way to get it transported to there. We don't know how to manage what's going on. Hunger today isn't about scarcity. It's about massive failure in leadership.
Journalist for The Federalist, Eddie Scarry on Fox News, says Pete Buttigieg, the man in charge of the supply chain crisis, is not at work and on maternity leave.
Joe Biden's whole image was rehabbed by the media, by and large. This was somebody who was so completely seen, even during the Obama years when he was vice president, an incompetent person who everyone, even within the own Obama administration where he was vice president, made fun of. Pete Buttigieg, his affirmative action hire, one of his many, is supposed to be the point person on this. We just learned, I believe yesterday, he's on maternity leave. He's on family leave. And I hate the whole sexism, racism, any of those charges. But if that were a woman, particularly under the last administration, we would be saying different things about the person who's supposed to be in charge of supply shortages, the choke points when it comes to supplies. You're not hearing much about that under this president. Joe Biden has been rehabbed into somebody who is supposed to be a competent leader and is everything but.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day and enlarging your intellect. We've got experts to share with you that give you the facts and a balanced report. And, you know, of course, we're always open for, you know, the other side. And sometimes we're able to get that. Oftentimes they don't want to talk about it because they really don't want to have a fair discussion. That is the nature of the left. And it's all driven by one party. I mean, you've got to see it for what it is. And, you know, the parties are really very clearly delineated. And you've got to see that the Democrats want big government. They want to restrict your freedoms. They want to cancel the Constitution. The Republicans, conversely, want to still maintain our constitutional rights. What the Republicans need is they need the fervor and the passion of these radical Democrats that are pushing so hard to fundamentally change our country. And this is what's happening, but they're seeing it, you know, you're seeing it clearly, and this is evidenced in the latest polling that has been coming down from Quinnipiac and others, showing that these policies and this attitude that's being thrust on the American people by the Democrats is unacceptable. And I don't know why that's a big surprise, because it was clear that only 30% of their own party thought that they could live with these draconian and totalitarian measures. They thought that this was the future of America. Only 30% of their own party. So 70% of their own party says, get it out of here. We don't want to hear about it. But, hey, the Democrats, being who they are, supported by the mainstream media and delusioned to think that they know better than everybody else. I mean, that's their attitude, is that the American people are just too stupid to really know what's best for them. And thank God you have us Democrats to wipe your noses and everything else, you know, from the cradle to the grave. Alex Newman joins us now. He's an award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant, and the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Alex, as I said, so much of what the Democrats are throwing upon us was all, you know, look at the signs were there. I mean, going back to Barack Obama, who said that he was going to fundamentally transform. We're on, you know, the verge of fundamentally transforming America. And I know to this day, some people say, well, what did he mean by that? Well, you know, if you're still asking that question, you're not paying attention, because what he meant was a Marxist takeover of our country. And Joe Biden is picking up where the Obama regime left off, is he not?
He absolutely is. In fact, I've heard a lot of people call it the O'Biden regime. And I think that's a great description of what we're seeing here. It's just a continuation of what we saw under Obama. The thing that really bothers me the most, though, Bill, is how many weak-kneed Republicans, how many establishment Republicans allow this kind of stuff to happen. They facilitate this kind of stuff. They put up fake opposition and allow these people to steamroller over us. us. If we had an opposition party that was truly willing to stand on principle, that was truly willing to stand for its platform and was truly willing to fight, this stuff wouldn't be happening. So yes. I think the Democrats are out of control, but the Republican leadership needs to get its act together. They need to take seriously what the grassroots are saying, what the American people are saying, and, of course, what the Constitution says, and that's how we can put a stop to this.
Well, Alex, they need to, I guess, do some soul-searching and realize what it is. You know, what are they doing? Are they about the people's business or their own business? This is where it gets homogenized and lost, because they're more concerned about getting reelected than being about the people's business. Because if they were about the people's business and the Constitution and our freedoms, much of what we're dealing with right now just would not even stand in Congress, because that's why we elect these people, because they have the time that we pay them on a full-time job to throw themselves into the fray of this stuff and fight on behalf of the American people. And to your point, they're rather weak-kneed, and many of them are, you know, they just want to go along to get along to make sure they get reelected, and they're still invited to those, you know, those celebrated D.C. Cocktail parties where they still let some, you know, rhinos and Republicans in. You know, mostly you've got to be able to have the secret handshake and, you know, the secret password in order to get into those democratically controlled, you know, cocktail parties. But nonetheless, the lure is still there, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the Republicans, even I think the ones who aren't necessarily in with the establishment, I think there's been kind of a loss of their real job description, right? Their real job description, yes, is when they take that oath, they put their hand on the Bible to defend the Constitution of the United States. That's their job.
Yes.
That's the oath that members of Congress take. It's the oath that the president and his cabinet members take. That's the oath that our federal and state court justices take. And yet nobody seems to be paying attention. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody, because there's a handful of people up on Capitol Hill that do seem to take their oath seriously, but they are really in the minority. And that's what we pay them for. I mean, that is
exactly
the essence of their job.
Well, maybe, Alex, they should follow the example of one lieutenant colonel who was getting court-martialed yesterday because he took a stand, a moral stand, an ethical stand against the leadership. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for some moral and ethic integrity here out of our leaders, our elected officials. They're not there, you know, as a career. They're there to represent us, we the people, and to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And this faux domestic terrorism narrative is a bunch of you know what, and that needs to be extricated, because you know, this is Biden. Biden's creating battle lines that we will that disunite us, that do not unite us, but have us at each other's throats. And now it's going to justify, you know, all kinds of actions from the FBI and the government, the full weight of the government, which we are paying for, by the way, to go and destroy the lives of everyday Americans who are just saying, hey, look, we don't get the CRT thing. You know, this doesn't make sense to us. We don't approve of that. And I don't care what Terry McAuliffe says. It is still the parents' responsibility. It is not the government's responsibility to raise our kids. They can't even take care of the business at hand, much less take care of our kids.
That's right. And what you see in governments that do try to start taking care of people's kids is almost an inevitable descent into tyranny. And I think that's what we're dealing with here. And you're right. But this division, Bill, is part of the agenda. Right? They
yes.
want people at each other's throat.
You're exactly right. It's not by accident. You're exactly right.
That's
it's not by accident.
Yeah, and I mean, it's what they're doing to our children, too. You know, Jesus actually put it very simply. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. In fact, at one point, he says it will be laid waste. It will be brought to desolation. And Marxists have understood this going back clear to Karl Marx. Karl Marx said you've got to divide people up into bourgeoisie and proletariat. These clowns figured out that formula wouldn't work in America. So they said, hey, let's do race, and let's do cisgender versus transgender, and let's do homosexual and heterosexual and man, woman. You know, any false line that they can create to exploit, they will do. And, you know, it's happening with our kids and it's happening with our adults. It's got to stop.
Well, and it is the modern day religion, which is amazing, because you have a choice here. Almighty God who believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, at the very heart of our Constitution, these are God-given words, and here we serve a God of life. And what they want us to serve is Marxism that promotes destruction, because Karl Marx made it clear. He said, everything needs to be destroyed. So think on that. Alex Newman is with us. We go to quick break, and we come back, and we've got more from Alex after this. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Place. that is fresh and independent, Bill Martinez Show. Good to have you here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where it is, along with the plethora, the entire catalog of all these great interviews we have with excellent guests like Alex Newman. They're right there on the archive. Download them, share them with your neighbors. Absolutely free, because that's the way we roll. We're givers here. Alex, as I say, is with us. He is the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, an award-winning international journalist, educator, author, and consultant. Alex, you say that what's happening at the border, no surprise. I mean, we knew this was going to happen, and in lickety-split time. I mean, it took Joe Biden months to turn our southern border into absolute chaos for the sake of anything that has to do with Trump, because there is a sentiment in our country, a dangerous one, that sees anything that Trump did as being awful, you know, which is amazing to me, because here it is, we were energy independent, our southern border was secure, we were getting a handle on opioid distribution out of the southern border, we were getting cooperation out of Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, all that sent by the wayside. We were on the verge of Middle East peace, four Arab nations sitting down at the table with Israel to effect something they'd never done before, and here it is, Joe Biden comes in and the Democrats say, nope, that's not good, you know, being energy independent. I mean, we want people to pay for more money. We want, you know, pay for a higher price for gas. We want people to deal with inflation. And we're going to, you know, support in the name of COVID. We're going to incorporate all these myopic policies that keep people at home when we need them on the job, and we incentivize them in such a way that we've retarded our labor force, our labor force, to where they, in a sense, have lost some brain cells because they've been sitting back not working. And guess what? I guess along the way, they've even forgotten, you know, where they work and how to get back to work.
Yeah, and all of this is by design, Bill. The chaos at the border, the massive wave, the tsunami of illegal immigration that we're seeing is by design. The ongoing destruction, the controlled demolition of our supply chain, it's by design. The demolition of our energy structures and systems. I mean, how did we go from a net exporter of energy within, you know, 8 months of this administration? Now we're in an energy crisis, and our gasoline prices are up 60%. I mean, it's absolutely by design. Joe Biden's handlers are not stupid. In fact, there are many things, but they are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing, and we're going to see that there is an agenda behind each of these things. As the supply chain collapses, go ahead, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, they're not stupid, but they're assuming the American people are stupid.
Yeah,
because the thing is that we keep voting, them. I mean, forget the media. The media is just going along. I mean, they're sold out. There's no free press, no fair press anymore. That is a thing of the past. It's in the rearview mirror. I mean, they're so in the tank, and they have misserved the American people. And I believe that all these nefarious forces, Alex, at some point, because what we're realizing is 90% of the American people, at least 90, if not 95, this is not what they're thinking. They think it's great. I mean, you know, I love it. If you go through the Midwest, it's amazing. They're looking at what's happening on the coast, East and West Coast, and what's happening in our government. This is like a comedy show for them. They just can't believe it. But the only thing is I keep saying, guess what? It may be happening on the fringes, but it's going to come to a zip code near you unless you're ready to join the forces with everybody else to push back, because the resistance must be met with an equal force of resistance, or we're going to be overrun. And this is what's been happening.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. And I think you hit on something really important. Your average mainstream Americans, even your average mainstream Democrats, do not think this is a good idea. They do not support open borders. In fact, the Democrat Party officially used to demand a safe border. They demanded controls on illegal immigration. They supposedly wanted to protect union workers. And yet what you hit on is so key. The reason, and one of the reasons why they are trying to flood this country with illegal immigrants, and one of the reasons why they are so determined to put them all on a pathway to citizenship, is because they know they're alienating the traditional Americans who actually vote for them. So they need to bring in new people. They need to get them dependent on government largesse so that they can shore up their voting bloc. They want to do for the United States what they did in California. change the electorate.
Exactly.
And I say this as someone who grew up in Mexico and South America, somebody who's married to an immigrant. They have a very deliberate plan with what they're doing here. And notice, they're very selective about which immigrants can come, right? The ones fighting communism, the ones trying to get here from Cuba. Oh, no, we're going to turn you right around. Don't even bother. You want to come here and get dependent on government? Come right over.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right here, Alex, and you know from which you speak, you know, from experience. And this is why, you know, speaking of the Cuban, I was just in Miami last weekend, and I had said that, you know, when we had the public display of support for Cuba from the Cuban Americans down in Miami in Calle Ocho, I said, look, the best history lesson that our kids could get is instead of going to the beaches of Miami for spring break, put them on buses. Let's bring them down to Calle Ocho there in Little Havana and talk to the people and have some great Cuban food and hear from them firsthand what communism, what socialism really is all about. And boy, I'll tell you, this would be a free education that would go a long way in securing our democracy.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the Democrat establishment hates Cubans so much. But you know what I find really troubling, and I'm from Miami originally. That's my hometown. And I love the Cubans who live there. They're some of the most anti-communist, pro-freedom people we have in this country. But the establishment media is already bragging. They started a few years ago. Ah, the older generation might not like communism and big government, but we've got their kids. And they're celebrating this. They were brainwashing their kids in public school, and now they're all going to be liberal, big government Democrats. And so it's very tragic what's happening, but I'm convinced that's why Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas told the Cubans, don't even think about coming here. We're going to send you right around while the southern border is wide open. If you can get across it, they'll put you on a bus or on a plane to some town somewhere in the middle of the heartland of America. This is calculated. And that's why they tried to stick in the amnesty in the reconciliation bill. They knew, hey, we can get through the filibuster. Let's get this through there. Fortunately, the Senate parliamentarian had the sense to say, look, that's not part of a budget bill. Get that
right,
out of
exactly.
there. But that's their goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're working every angle, you know, whatever they couldn't finish with the election and what they're trying to do, you know, going forward with elections, you know, and this is what's frustrating for a lot of people, Alex. The bottom line is they're sitting there, okay, there's this big red wave supposedly going to happen in the midterms. But I'll tell you, if they don't do something, and I'm talking the powers to be, particularly, you know, the Republican Party, to secure these elections and give people a sense of confidence that the election process has been healed, you're going to have people. I mean, you already have vaccine hesitancy. We're going to have voter hesitancy.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, to see what Trump said the other day, he realizes how serious this issue is. I mean, we're now almost in banana republic stage where the only option that legitimate people have is to boycott the election because it's a fraud. Imagine that in America, right? This is the kind of stuff that we always imagined we were too good for, and yet here we are. And you know, the polls show that even a third or more of Democrats realize the 2020 election was likely rigged. So this is not just a Republican thing. This is not just fringe right-wing people. This is now a majority of our country, if you look at the polling data, that is suspicious about our electoral system. And that's so dangerous, Bill. It's so dangerous.
Alex, And that doesn't stop people like Chris Wallace, you know, challenging Republicans, you know, whether or not they believe that it was a legitimate election. I said, give me a break. I mean, for 4 years, you pounded Trump. You impeached him. You claimed that, you know, it was Russian collusion. And Adam Schiff said he had the goods and he's going to be there when they, you know, put handcuffs on the president and all this. And it's like, wait a minute. You know, here the president is canceled. He can't even communicate in social media, but yet Adam Schiff, who lied through his teeth, and the rest of the Democrats who lied terribly, and guess what? We got the privilege to pay $70 million of our hard-earned money to pay for that fiasco. But they live another day here, Alex. This is disgusting.
Yeah, and notice they took their tinfoil hats off after Trump left office. They're no longer crying Russia-Trump conspiracy. But it's amazing what's happening. The border, the elections, the supply chains, it's by design, Bill. We've got to get a handle on this. We cannot let our country go down. So.
Well, like Newsom said, we may not have the tinfoil hats, but we got Trumpism. You know, that's the new disease. It's Trumpism that's spreading from coast to coast. God only knows, only because we could be secure and energy free. Alex Newman, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel citing bias against Israel. President Biden's commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed 3 justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
With America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You know, every year, extreme weather leaves millions without electricity for extended periods. Homes on the electric grid experienced 1.33 billion outage hours last year. Wow, 1.33 billion outage hours last year. That's a lot. That's an increase of 73% from the year previously. But there is a solution. Do it yourself expert and HGTV star Anthony Carino is with us. He's teaming up with the Propane Education and Research Council, or PERC, to share how propane keeps his home running. Anthony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much.
So tell us about your experience with power outages.
Yeah, so my house up at the Catskills here, you know, I lose power at least once a month. And with all these natural disasters, it just keeps increasing more and more, as you just mentioned. I mean, the night of my rehearsal dinner, for example, I was coming down my driveway and I heard the generator running. And I was thankful that I had it because I had 14 people staying at my house. And if you know anything about the mountains, we get our water out of the ground, and that requires an electric water pump to do that. Not to mention, you know, all the food in my fridge and everything else for our wedding. So, you know, having that generator there really gives you peace of mind.
Boy, not enough stress to deal with already, dealing with the wedding. Now we got electrical problems on top of that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, what I did here at my house is I installed a whole home generator with an automatic transfer switch. The benefit of that is it'll come on automatically in the event of a power outage. So in order to make that happen, so to speak, you need to hire a licensed plumber, and they're going to hook your generator up and pipe it into your propane storage tank. And you also need a licensed electrician, and they'll wire in the automatic transfer switch, and they'll wire it to the circuits in your home. And then, like I said, when the power goes out, you literally don't need to do anything. The automatic transfer switch will automatically switch your power over from the line to the generator, and your home will continue running.
Don't you just love those automatic backup generators like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't do it any other way.
Mm-hmm. So does it matter what size home you have for these systems?
It doesn't. And it doesn't matter what size your home is because they come in a huge variety of sizes. What does matter is the number of electrical appliances in your home and the electrical load that you are looking to cover. So the important thing here is that the generator, the propane generator, is sized appropriately for the load that you need inside your home. Easiest way to calculate that, Bill, go over to KohlerPower.com. They have a great load calculator. You can put in all the different appliances in your home, air conditioning, outlets, coffee makers, et cetera, and it'll spit out a calculation for you. You can also check out Generac and Briggs & Stratton for those calculators as well.
Anthony, do you realize how much guys like me, people like in our audience who appreciate do-it-yourself experts like yourself that can keep us out of trouble and, you know, give us a heads up on things? You know, you've taken life experience and, just really, really appreciate what you're doing, you know, for us, you know, to keep us on the ball, especially with the winter season coming up. And I was amazed at the number of power outages hours-wise. I mean, 1.33 billion outage hours last year. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's getting nuts. And, you know, I love the education aspect of it, so I appreciate your words. It's not lost on me. I just try and get as much information out to folks as possible because it does matter. And it's, like you said, especially in the colder months, you don't want to be without power in your home.
Can we talk about, speaking of power, the power of propane?
Yeah, for sure. So the nice thing about propane, number one, it doesn't degrade over time. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to have very long periods of time between power outages, the fuel's not going to go bad. It can sit in the propane storage tank, and it's going to be just as good on day 500 or 5,000 as it was on day one. And then to the environmental benefits, it's much more environmentally friendly than a diesel or a gasoline-powered generator. A couple of stats for you, 60% less carbon monoxide emissions, 12% less carbon dioxide, about 20% less on nitrogen oxide. So, you know, you're putting a lot less emissions in the air. And actually, a propane generator produces 25 fewer emissions than the same power delivered to your home by your electric company. So it's a pretty efficient fuel. Wow.
Yeah, I would think so. So what about the reliability and cost? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so on a reliability standpoint, like I said, the fuel doesn't degrade over time. So you don't have to worry about having to constantly refill the tank, even if you're not using it. And then if you go with the automatic transfer switch, like I mentioned, literally the power goes out. You don't have to do anything. That generator will start up in about 5 seconds. And I've seen it happen. It happens about once a month over here, and I love it every time it kicks on and I've got the whole house powered. And then from a cost perspective, I mean, it really depends on the size of the generator that you're installing and then, you know, the propane suppliers in your local area. So I would just suggest, you know, looking at that generator sizer and doing a little bit of research with the suppliers in your area.
And, Anthony, I'm sure you tell our audience that now is the time, you know, to be prepared because – you know, trying to get prepared after the fact when already you're dealing with an emergency and an incident has occurred, you're just going to add more pressure. So be forewarned. I mean, the reason that you're on the air with us right now is to tell our audience now is the time to be prepared. And to if you do not have a backup generator, you need to make a decision now so you're not caught, whether it's, you know, whether it's for a wedding or some other, you know, Thanksgiving, some other event, right?
You know, the wedding is the extreme case, but, you know, if you've got a family, you know, you want to make sure they're protected, and making sure you have power during a long power outage. I mean, we saw Hurricane Ida just pass. We've seen countless natural disasters across the country. So, you know, it's why I feel strongly about getting this information out there. Obviously, people can make up their own minds, but yeah, if you're asking me, I'd certainly recommend putting a propane-powered backup generator in the house, for sure.
Well, and again, just as we wrap things up here, remind everybody how the technology has improved. I mean, this is not your father's backup generator anymore we're talking about, right?
No, I mean, I literally power my entire house, so I don't have to compromise on any light, on any piece of electrical equipment. My computer runs, my internet's powered, my air conditioning runs, my heat pump runs. You know, these things can run your entire home for days on end. They are super, super efficient. And you know, they keep you operating inside your home as if no storm was occurring outside. So it's pretty impressive stuff.
Well, that's incredible. He's the do-it-yourself expert, HGTV star Anthony Carino. He's teamed up with Propane Education and Research Council, or PERC, to share how propane keeps his home running and how it's going to keep your home running this winter if you wise up and get plugged in with a backup generator. Anthony, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so to learn more about all things propane and specifically the backup generators, you can check out propane.com/generators.
Anthony Carino, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
You missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. The plethora of interviews of all these great guests and experts that we have available for you are right there for the pickings, okay? Easy pickings, as a matter of fact. You don't even have to pay a single thing. You don't have to give me a credit card or anything. Just download it to your heart's content and share it with your friends and neighbors. Bruce Hoskinett from Focus on the Family is with us right now. He's the judicial analyst on all things that involve illegal, including abortion, which continues to be in the national spotlight after the state of Texas implemented the Texas Heartbeat Bill. Bruce, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fine, other than the fact that I had to flee my office just now because of a fire alarm test they decided to run this morning, just as I'm about to go on the air with you.
So that's why we had to chase you down. Huh? Thank God we had your backup phone number to get you there.
I'm thankful, yes.
Well, you know, hey, such is life. People know that this is live radio here. And so, you know, real life things happen from time to time. Let's talk about this this heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after an ultrasound can detect a fetal heartbeat. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a unique law. As you know, most abortion laws are enforced by state officials. The attorney general or the district attorney are the ones that bring lawsuits and charge people with violating criminal offenses. This Texas law was designed so that only private citizens can enforce it. What that does is it prevents Planned Parenthood and other abortion sellers from even locating anyone that they can go into court and ask for an injunction against. If there's no identifiable enforcer, then there's no one for Planned Parenthood to sue. Their only alternative is to perform the abortion, get sued, and then raise the Roe versus Wade as a defense in that lawsuit. But they haven't done that, and they refuse to do that. They are playing it very safe, and therefore,
well, they know it can be expensive, Bruce. You know,
yes.
that's the bottom line, right? You know, because they're going to have to start spending a lot for their legal defense fund, their legal defense fund.
That's right, and they're all about the money. They purport to care about women, but that's not true, and we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
So this Texas law was designed as a reflection of the frustration of years of having pro-life laws struck down all across the nation. And this one is giving the abortion industry and the Department of Justice fits because they don't know how to have it declared unconstitutional.
Right. That would take a lot of courage, and because you're going against, you know, all this history since 1973. But at the same token, you know, or by the same token, you are going against the anecdotal history. And this is why there's such a groundswell at the grassroots level, because you've had women who testify, I've been lied to. I was told this was something else. And now I realize, because especially because of technology, if I didn't feel it psychologically back then, I do even more so because of the technology, because I'm seeing it's an actual baby. It's not just a clump of nondescript, you know, flesh or a tumor-like material that can be easily extracted, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's kind of at the heart of the other major case that's coming up this fall, and that's the Dobbs case that the Supreme Court will hear on December 1st, challenging Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. You know, since 1973, science has been able to show us a lot about what goes on in the womb as children develop. And the whole scheme of saying that states don't have a real interest in regulating abortion until viability, first of all, that's an arbitrary date cut off anyway. What does viability have to do with the state's interest in protecting life? Nothing.
Exactly.
But even if you look at the science, babies are surviving outside the womb much earlier than 25, 26 weeks, which was the standard in 1973. They can exist with help outside the womb at like 21 weeks. In some cases. So as the science changes, as you said, women are understanding because they can see 4D ultrasounds of their baby now, and they understand that that's life in the womb. This whole regime of abortion is hopefully going to go away soon.
Well, you know, I shared with our audience before, and it's worth bringing back once again. I attended a CareNet banquet several weeks ago, and the guest speaker was Catherine Glenn Foster. You may know of her. She's the president and CEO of Americans United for Life. And she shared a horrific story, Bruce. And when she shared it, the thought immediately was, this is just one we're hearing about. How many others like this occurred? She was a sophomore in college, got pregnant. And she did at the time what most girls would do, and they looked into, you know, where they could get some help. Didn't go to church or, you know, check anything like that, but went to, you know, Googled or whatever it was at the time. And the only thing, the referral that she got was to an abortion facility. And of course, she goes there, and, you know, they make it all sound so rosy and everything, but something within her own spirit said, this is not right, you know. But she there, and the next thing you know, they're giving her a pill to get her ready for the procedure. And as they go to do the ultrasound, she asked the nurse there, can I see the ultrasound? No, you can't see the ultrasound. They would not show it to her. So that raised even more suspicion and challenge in her spirit. And then she told them, she goes, well, I changed my mind. I don't want to do this. No. So they force her into the room where they're going to do the procedure. And now at this point, she's yelling and screaming at the top of her lungs. And they're telling her, shut up. You're making the rest of the women nervous. And that's not right. And yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is, against her will, they conducted an abortion on her. Against her will. And, so it raises the, of course, now she's an attorney and, again, all to say and remind people, regardless of what you may have experienced or what you thought, and maybe now, by the grace of God, you know different, I just want to encourage women and men as well, because more and more men are stepping up, Bruce, to this issue and realizing, you know, I participated in the murder of my own child. And can God forgive me? You know, that is what they carry in their hearts. And I would dare say, and I say this to the pastors and the priests who deal with their congregation on a weekly basis, you have approximately, according to the rough estimated numbers, about a third of the people that are sitting in the pews every Saturday and Sunday for your services are and have experienced an abortion, and they carry the shame and pain of what they know to be sin, and it has not been reconciled, and they're silently crying in the pews there while they attend church.
Wow, that's so true. It's a heartbreak. A whole generation. What are we up to? 62, 63 million babies aborted since 1973.
Right. And we're not even talking aborted. We're not even talking abortifacients here, Bruce. We're only talking abortions. We're not talking the ones that utilize the pill, the morning after pill. So we don't know what that number is.
That's true.
Yeah. And even then, these numbers that we're talking, 63 million, is an estimate because, it's interesting, about the science and the way, the whole hypocrisy of science in the era of COVID is, there's certain things you can't say because of HIPAA laws, but there's other things you must say and forget HIPAA laws because of COVID, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, and a lot of states don't submit their abortion statistics, so we have to estimate what certain states have done every year they come out with those.
But the real fact of the matter is you've got wounded people out there that are dealing with this. And I say men and women, more men now realizing, you and I talked about this before, are realizing that they have participated in this. And but again, I want to say to everybody is, fortunately, we have an almighty and sovereign God who loves you, And there's not enough sin, there's not enough shame that will keep him from loving you and forgiving you. If you will just humble yourself and seek his face and be redeemed, from this terrible experience that haunts you, that wakes you up in the middle of the night, that grieves you to think that how can God accept you after what you've done? And that's our God. That's the God who we serve, that loves us more than anything, that is willing to leave the 99 for the one, and would say to you that, look, at the deal between me and you is still on regardless. I mean, Peter lied about Jesus. I mean, the history of the church is ripe with people who messed up. And that's who God loves. God loves people who mess up and are willing to be accountable to that and come to him. And he says, look, if you just come to me, I'll forgive you and make things all new again and do things that you can't even imagine in your life because you honored me. I'll honor you in ways that you can't imagine. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Bill, that's so profound. I know so many hurting women who have gone through abortions and have come to the truth on the other side and are walking in that forgiveness and grace that God offers.
Yes.
And so I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and Bruce, anecdotally, they'd be the first to tell you how liberating it is that they would tell you right up front, they didn't think that God would ever do that, that they would never be where they are today, but for the grace of God. And they would tell you that, yes, God is real. He is a forgiving God. And if he can do it for me, he'll do it for you, right?
Amen. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the gospel in a nutshell, brother.
And there he is. He's an attorney who serves as Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. Bruce Hoskinet has been our guest. Bruce, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
In the where